I'll now talk about what research ethics is and why research ethics is important. As a researcher, one cannot simply do as one likes in one's research. There is a set of norms and rules, more or less formal, which regulate research with the intention that research is supposed to be conducted in an ethically sound way. This can be found in parts in the law, in parts in ethical guidelines, and in part in the norms and values of the research community. And together, these constitute research ethics. So, if we ask why research ethics is important, it might be useful to start by asking why research is important. So, why do you do research?
So I do research because it allows me to focus on questions that I believe to be relevant for me, for society, and for technology.
I research how people search for information, and I want to use that knowledge to better understand how we can make search user interfaces that works for everyone.
Because I'm curious, and I'm a sociologist, so it is maybe to make the society better.
And typically, we do research to put it bluntly, discover the truth, to obtain new knowledge in important areas. And typically, not just any new knowledge, but knowledge which we think will be socially useful, which will make the society and the world a better place. So, both of these goals of research, improving society and discovering the truth, point to why we need research ethics. In part, the very goal of the search for truth is enabled by research ethics. It wouldn't make sense to try to search for the truth if we did not have a number of research ethical norms related to truth seeking, such as norms against fabricating data or norms against falsification. Searching for truth simply wouldn't make sense if it was perfectly fine to falsify data. Just as playing soccer wouldn't make sense if it just could just pick up the ball with our hands and put it in a goal. But also, the researcher typically does not work in a vacuum, but works as part of a research community and depends on the larger research community. And research ethical norms are important for ensuring a well-functioning research community, where there is a competition among researchers, which can sort of contribute to the search of truth. But where this competition should be healthy, so that researchers, for example, do not steal each other's results, something which is ensured by research ethical norms. But also the fact that research is also often seen as, by the researchers as important, as contributing to an important societal goal, means that sometimes ethics can be forgotten in the means for reaching this goal. Which makes research ethics particularly important for ensuring respect for research participants when research is done on people and for making sure that they are protected. That is another crucial goal of research ethics. Research ethics is also important for ensuring that research is actually to the benefit of society, that society can sort of trust the results of research and that research is done on important topics. And we can sum these points up perhaps by saying that research ethics is necessary for ensuring trust in research. Researchers depend on society's trust. They depend on society for funding, for access to research participants or personal data, and for other things. And in order to get these things, the larger society needs to trust researchers, and having a sort of robust set of research ethical norms can help guarantee that trust. Then we can ask, when should we think about research ethics? I mean, if it's important, and we've seen that it is, when is it important, and when should we think about it? And the answer there is quite simple. It is all the time. So throughout the research process, from planning to publication, one should have research ethics in mind. Research ethics should be already part of the sort of setting up of a project, not an afterthought once all planning has been done. But we also need to think about research ethics when actually doing the research, because unforeseen circumstances can arise which involve ethical challenges and which we need research ethics to deal with. So, given that research ethics is important, that we need to think about it all the time, where do we find the research ethics? What are the sources of research ethics? And we need to recognize that there are a plurality of sources, which we all need to take into account. So first, it's important to note that ethics is about much more than following the law. But even if that is true, following the law and the legal framework regulating research is also important. Because this legal framework is meant to reflect certain crucial research ethical principles, so that respecting the legal framework is a first step in respecting research ethics. And what legal framework is relevant will vary depending on the kind of research one does. So for medical research, for example, we have in Norway the Health Research Act, which is quite detailed on the norms of research ethics. We have regulations for the use of personal data and other types of regulation. So that is the first step. But as I said, there is more to ethics than just following the law. It's perfectly possible to do something morally wrong, even if it does nothing illegal. And to see sort of which research ethical norms goes beyond the legal requirements, the next step will be to look at research ethical guidelines. So in Norway, we have a set of national research ethical guidelines created by the National Committees for Research Ethics. These will often be supplemented by local guidelines created by one's research institutions, for example, or specific to one's discipline. These guidelines are supposed to represent the sort of the common morality of the research community. This is what we as researchers have agreed are the norms of ethical research. And these guidelines will also, in combination with legal framework, be what we build on when we assess the way a research project has been performed, if it has been ethically sound or not. In addition to these more formal and written sources of research ethics, a very important sort of research ethics is the research community, and quite simply one's colleagues in the first place. So when one is in an ethical quandary, often the best thing to do is to knock on the door of a more experienced colleague and discuss the quandary with him or her. Because the sort of quite general legal framework and ethical guidelines need to be applied in a concrete project and a concrete context. And that kind of translation from the general principles to the concrete situation requires experience and wisdom, to put it bluntly, which one can only get with time. A more sort of formal aspect of the research community consists of ethical committees, which task is to ensure research that research ethical norms are followed in research. So we have, again in Norway, national research ethics committees, but research institutions will often also have their own institutional research ethical committees, which can provide a source of norms of research ethics. Many people will perhaps typically meet research ethics first in teaching, and many research institutions provide teaching to their researchers on the norms of research ethics. And we should note that research ethics is also a field of research in itself, on which there are many publications. Finally, it's important not to forget one's own ethical thinking and one's capacity for ethical reflection. In the end, we are all responsible for the moral choices we make. So we cannot simply rely on looking at the laws, simply rely on looking at the guidelines, etc. We have to think for ourselves, is this the right thing to do? And luckily, there's a lot of good moral common sense out there to build on. So to conclude, I think it's useful to ask the question, is research ethics basically just a hindrance, something we have to abide by, but which is a way of doing research as we would like? Or is it rather a helpful tool? And I think, even if one might sometimes think it's a former, we should conclude that it is the latter. In part because researchers do want to behave ethically and research ethical norms can help them do so. But in part also, as I said, because research ethics helps ensure the trust we need from society to do our research. And also the formal research ethical norms can provide protection if we are pressured by partners or other institutions to do unethical research. We can hold the norms in front of us and say, we do not do this here. So research ethics should be seen as a friend, not a foe in research.